So you want to see.
He said the one, the average, these dogs, 2.3 years.
He was driving nuts.
It's been really weird. What did they put on there? It's the same thing they say in humans process food is not good.
Sure. Plus it probably helps them maintain their weight better.
We moved our daughter and her.
To the base.
We got to stay with them. They're in the apartment complex.
Once a day.
Is that where the swings are too? The geysers at?
No, those are more.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's
we went to the guy. I went there long.
It has been a problem.
Literally 25 years ago. 30 years ago.
Getting it, storing it, making arrangements for other people.
Now that I have this time.
Yeah, you got a good source.
It's much easier.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang on just a second. But we have a public hearing before our meeting. However, I see no one out in the audience that may want to speak during this public hearing. Do I have to still open and close the public hearing,
yes,
even if there's no one there? Okay. Well, I declare the public hearing open. Is there anyone besides council members or administration that wishes to speak on this public hearing? See none. Then I declare this public hearing closed. Now we can go on with the rest. Which one of that Harvey guy was the one that had the rest of the story?
Paul.
Okay. I'll call our regular meeting to order for our July 2nd City Council meeting. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Brad Hughes. Would everyone stand, please?
Almighty God, we thank you for this time of the year when we can celebrate the freedom of our country and celebrate our independence, and Lord, it's just a wonderful time for community. And as we see around the city, there's so many signs of work that's going on and so much anticipation of the week's events, and I pray your blessing over each and every one. I thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to be able to be here tonight and to open this meeting with a word of prayer over this body. I pray, Lord, that you would lead them and guide them in the wisdom that you would give them. Thank you now for all that you provide for us. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. We have roll call, please.
Shu.
Excuse.
Wilson.
Here.
Spears Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
He's excused also.
Aspera Sr.
Here.
Portman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes from our last meeting, June 18th. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Tina, Mr. Portman.
I move we approve them as posted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have our special meeting with council and workshop for the 2019 budget at 6:30 this evening, just prior to this meeting we're in now. And we do thank the directors for their flexibility in having that this evening. We jockeyed the calendar and the schedule around a little bit over the last few weeks, so I appreciate their flexibility to make it work. Some of the things we talked about were the individual appropriations, or excuse me, budget in comparison to the 2018 final appropriations. This is a budget, so it's very hard to get down exactly what that looks like. That's why we have appropriations later on. But I will say it is a conservative budget that we put together. If you compare the 2019 budgeted expenditures, it's just over $4 million under what we appropriated in 2018, which equates to about a 7% reduction. So it is a conservative budget, and we will have second reading this evening, a little bit later on. And then if all goes well, we will have our third reading on our final council meeting before the break on July 16th. And then we need to get the budget to the Budget Commission by the 18th, I believe. So that's all I have this evening, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to utilities. Mr. Parkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has not met other than our fountain that appears yesterday down by the park, which Mr. Brediger may explain more about that, but it was fixed quickly and was small. We're doing okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no formal report, but just ask, with all the festivities happening here this week, that everyone help keep the park as clean from debris as possible and use all designated trash cans. And we won't reach everyone outside of the city limits, so even if you see something that may not be yours, please help and keep it clean so that we're not just relying on the cleaning crew after the fact. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Shoup is excused this evening. Does anyone have anything for the Transportation Committee? I don't think so. Okay, well, next up would have been Planning, which Mr. Hampshire is also excused. We'll now move to Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met and therefore has no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports tonight. We'll move to Administrative Reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to simply wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July. And please remember to leave the fireworks to the professionals. That's why we have those guys. I know we say this every year, and I think I see more going off in the neighborhoods every year. And it's only a matter of time until somebody gets seriously hurt doing that. So we ask that you just leave that to the firemen. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Go to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder of this week's festivities. The parade is tomorrow at 7 p.m. That would be Tuesday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. The carnival also starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. and runs through Saturday evening. Also, the fireworks, Saturday, July 7th at 10:15 p.m. And our softball tournament starts Thursday morning and features 70 teams from 9 different states. So that's some exciting stuff coming up. Hope everyone can come out and attend. Finally, some other updates. Our 12U tournament that the Firefighters Association holds was held this past weekend. There was a 5-alarm firefighter tournament. It was a great success, 32 teams at the event. And special thanks to the Firefighters Association for all the hard work on that particular event as well as the upcoming events as well. Concrete crews are currently working on Sunset. They're off Crown Hill till after the 4th of July festivities, and the lights will be back up on Market and Crown Hill to finish the work and be out of the way before the Main Street project starts. The Main Street project schedule has been pushed back a few weeks. The contractor is finishing up some work on another project, which unfortunately with the weather we've had this spring has pushed that project back a little bit. So they are still scheduled to start in July, but it will be closer to the end of July. Trash pickup is delayed one day this week due to the Independence Day holiday on Wednesday. Pickup will be on Friday this week instead of Thursday. Some folks in the South End might have noticed the Dominion Gas Line project has started out in East Paradise, and that project runs from Spring Street to outside the city limits, and estimated completion is 3 to 4 weeks. The next family movie night at Ring Pavilion is Friday, July 20th at dusk, featuring the movie Cars 3, and that movie is sponsored by Armstrong Cable. The next Orville Performing Arts at Reading Pavilion is Thursday, July 12th at 7 p.m., featuring the band Sobos, which means some of the best old songs. And this is a classic rock band from Worcester, focused on music from the 70s and 80s, with a song list with a good deal of variety. And that is my report for this evening.
Thank you. I do have one question from a citizen that approached me, and I think not all of our citizens understand that the railroad crossings, the city is not able to work on those. That has to be done by the railroad. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that includes their right-of-way section as well. So if there's whole potholes or something, we can definitely contact them and make them aware of it, but we are not technically allowed to work in their right-of-way.
Okay, so I told them correctly.
Yes, sir.
Is there someone they should call to complain to?
They can call us and we can contact them directly. I mean, we work with those folks regularly, so we can definitely get that on the list if it's not already on the list.
It may be. Yeah. It's the crossing, you go south on Crown Hill, under the overpass, and goes farther down by Scott.
Oh, yes, that one is definitely on the list. It's out of the city limits, but yeah, we've made them aware of that. We've had other calls as well.
Okay. That's the only question I have. Anyone else have anything? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We'll move to our utilities director, Mr. Prediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the onset of the summer heat, the plant has been in and out of service, mainly to deal with our transmission system operators' alerts to trim back usage on the transmission system. So. Plant's been up and down probably about 3 or 4 times since mid-June. We're back up today. We'll be operating again tomorrow and should be off the rest of next week there. But this is going to kind of be a new mode of operation, and we really don't have a lot of advance notice. Generally, a minimum of 24 hours, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. So you'll see a lot of different activity. Once we get into periods where we see temperatures are going to be in the 90 degree plus range for a period of more than one day. But we are seeing, at least in this 4 or 5 state area, a lot of demand. So, that's an indication that the economy is good. It's rare that we've seen peaks occur in June, but the transmission grid is seeing peaks early this year. I don't know what that's saying for the balance of summer, but we're seeing a lot of unusual operation on the plant in this new mode just for that purposes there. Mr. Corfman did allude to the fact that we did have a water leak Sunday afternoon on Elm, just a little south of OCC Church. That was in an older section of line, probably about 60 years old. Really not too sure what caused it there. The water fountain was up there probably 25, 30 feet up in there, and I did send out a picture of that there, but that hole in there was only about the size of a quarter. But we have a lot of pressure on that. We didn't lose any service to our customers because we were able to isolate that through some valving, and it just happened to be in a good part of the street where the church was the only potentially impacted customer. But we had a a way to backfeed that. And as Mr. Corfin mentioned, there, our water crews were out there and made those repairs real very quickly. The other item that I have, other than some comments concerning the resolution that's on the agenda tonight, was the fact that we did receive bids for High Street water main replacement. They ranged, we received five bids, and they ranged from $1.28 million to $1.54 million. Came in right where our engineer's estimate was going to be. We expect to be awarding contracts before the end of this week. The total project, all-inclusive, was $1.6 million, so this project will fall right into where we expected. All the bidders that we received proposals from were contractors that have done business either with the city or the utilities at some point in time, so all were familiar names, and like I said, we're just waiting for our consultants and our water superintendent, Mr. Fetty, to come to agreement on selecting a low bidder for that work, and we plan on again awarding that contract before the end of this week so we can begin that work shortly after the 4th of July. And that's all I have tonight, sir. Thanks.
I ask a question, Mr. Berger. Yes. As we bring the plant up during these peaks, is that usually exclusively the gas boiler, or are you bringing coal?
We're bringing, today we brought up the largest coal unit and the gas unit. We would have had the other coal unit up had it not been quality casting. It is not running production this week. Okay. But during those peak alerts, it's generally two, most often all three units.
How long does it take to bring up from a cold start with the with coal?
10 to 12 hours, somewhere in that neighborhood. If we have enough advance notice, we have to juggle some personnel around because we don't have all of our maintenance personnel licensed as operators yet. So people get and juggling scheduling gets to be a little dicey.
Can you bring the gas boilers up?
No, it still takes the same amount of time. There's just a lot less moving parts.
Okay.
Yeah, same warm-up time involved in that. But generally, we have enough advance notice through our state joint action agency and the transmission system operators giving us enough heads up on that. So, and those peaks are, we were operating with anticipating a setting of peak between 2 and 6 p.m. today. That's the same time frame that they're calling for tomorrow, even though our temperatures dropped off quite a bit when that thunderstorm came through. The transmission grid, the region that we are covered under, is a multiple state area. So it could be cooler here, but it's a 5 or 6 state region that that we have to be concerned with.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Brediger.
You're welcome.
We'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Trimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The mayor and all members of council should have received an email from the Auditor of State's office notifying you that the final audit report for 2017 is complete, and it's available on the website, the State of Ohio website, for review. I am pleased to report that we did have another clean audit for 2017. So I would encourage all of you to visit the auditor's website to review that full report as well as the comments. Since the audit is complete, the 2017 CAFR will now be available on the city website as well. We did submit the CAFR to the GFOA for consideration for the Excellence in Financial Reporting Award. We'll be notified in the fall if we'll be recipients of that award for the 2017 audit period. That's all I have.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
So, move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkcraft.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no official report this evening, but I would advise everyone that since it is as warm as what it is, if you're outside, if you decide to mow your grass, which I don't want to fall down in behind my mower, but make sure you stay hydrated. A lot of people realize, well, I'm not really that thirsty right now. Well, you may not be that thirsty right now, but if you go out there and sweat a lot, we don't want to have our squad come to your house. So make sure you stay well hydrated. Enjoy the weather. enjoy this coming week and the weekend. The city of Oroville is going to be expecting a lot of people. Be kind to them. Hopefully they'll be kind back. That's all I have for this evening. We'll move to our old business now. Mr. Morrison.
Resolution 1618. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 1618, a resolution approving the budget for the city of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2019 and declaring an emergency.
We had a workshop this evening before this meeting and it was on first reading last week. I don't know if anyone would still have any questions. If not, I'm sure Ms. Strimlin would be glad to answer any for you. This must go to three readings though, so if you don't have any further questions, that's where we'll end with that until next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that completes our old business. We'll move to new business this evening.
Resolution 1718, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 1718, a resolution amending, repealing, and replacing Resolution 5217 passed by the Oroville City Council on November 20, 2017 to include repair of wire, cable, and components in paragraph G below, authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for no more than a one-year period for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Oroville, Ohio, for year 2018, and declaring an emergency.
Yes, sir.
I'll take a couple of questions related to this. If you recall, we pass a number of annual, we call them kind of housekeeping resolutions every year, and this was one that we passed at the end of last year and included several dozen items. The purpose for these resolutions is kind of avoiding having to come on back and presenting dozens of resolutions over the course of the year. And under item G, we omitted one word out of that was included in the utility board's approved resolution. And it just has to do with inserting the word repair of wire. We've always had language in there that allowed us to purchase wire components, cable, things along that line, and also on rare occasion, we do have to contract repair of some of our transmission and our underground work. And that word just got omitted from this resolution. It was included in the board's resolution, but when we transferred that over for the city councils, it got left out. So it's basically the same resolution that we passed. All the other items in that resolution remain the same. We just want to add repair, which has been a part that we've included in years in the past. And just happened to pick this up because we have a contract work that was budgeted for this year, and we went back to double-check, make sure we had language there, and discovered that we just had a clerical omission on not including that in there. And I'd be happy to answer anything else more beyond that. Fairly straightforward.
See any questions, but I think we may not have enough members here this evening to pass this evening, so it will need to go to the
next meeting. That's not a problem. We'll work around it. Thanks.
That completes our new business for this evening then. Anyone have anything for the good of the order? Boy, nobody's hand shot up. Mr. Wilson?
I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Morrison.
Porkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hesperia Junior?
Yes.
Hesperia Senior?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Do we know if we're going to have enough people at the next meeting for a quorum for emergency?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mike, I believe, is back.
Yeah, there's one person missing.
Yeah, Mr. Shoup is sick, so.
Okay.
Okay, because you need it for the, I'm sorry? No, you have to have it for the budget, too.
Yours is, you don't need this as bad, but he does, and you can wait for August break, so I don't want to.